The decision has been made to end an 80-year-old tradition. The Washington Post is being sold by the Graham family after eight decades of ownership. For many who came to depend upon this premier publication for stories such as Watergate or the Pentagon Papers, it is the passing of an era. And with the sale to the founder of Amazon.com, the owners of the New York Times are the last of the great families to own newspapers, such as the Los Angeles Times. But newspapers have taken a financial hit over the years, with a 44% drop in revenue for the Washington Post in the last 6 years. Haven Simmons is an associate professor with the Comm Arts Department on the campus of Salisbury University.
It's hard to imagine that the newspaper could ever be in better hands than it was with the Grahams, at least a newspaper as we know it. And it's probably symptomatic of the changing times and changing media. But I just hope that the Washington Post is one of the last bastions of traditional quality, more in-depth print journalism, doesn't lose all of those elements because of the transaction.
Is there any particular moment or story like Watergate or the Pentagon Papers that stands out to you?
I think the whole Watergate episode, which of course was glamorized in film as well, but I think Watergate, Woodward, and Bernstein probably left the biggest impression from the Washington Post. Probably considered its glory years a vestige of investigative journalism, which I think some people today would argue doesn't exist in any way, shape, or form the way it once did. I think that really was what made the Washington Post special. I also think that maybe short of the New York Times, or maybe close to the New York Times, no other newspaper was providing the depth coverage of the Post.
In terms of the landscape for newspapers, I mean, this is clearly not an outlier that we're seeing. I mean, a lot of this is going on.
Yes, I think it's for the baby boomers. It's a little bit of a bitter pill to swallow. We and our predecessors are accustomed to traditional print journalism, receiving a newspaper on a daily basis, and the changing, emerging media will probably have some influence on how the Washington Post is manifested over the coming years. And I think that probably was going to be change regardless of ownership, but I just think it was going to be slower to come under the Graham's ownership.
So what do you say to people who are, say, unlike you or I, when we saw it in its heyday, people who are young in their 20s don't remember the Post the way we do?
What we have now is really more of a media free-for-all because of the social media, the bloggers, the various outlets for opinion and information. And I think the one danger from all of this is that we should never lose the traditional media training and standards and ability to detach themselves a little better from what they are doing, i.e. cover news stories in a more straightforward fashion. Unfortunately, right now, the new media and the blogosphere tend to cross opinion and straight news too much. And I think that's one thing that we shouldn't lose in our media, and I think that's an aspect of traditional print media that needs to be preserved and protected.
Haven Simmons, associate professor in the Comm Arts Department at Salisbury University, on the sale of the Washington Post by the Graham family. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.